Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All I Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 322. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Cedini.
What's up?
Corey Feinside.
Quarter mile time.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hello. Just a simple hello.
So let's just go back to Corey's speech. You were impressed by that trailer?
I'm impressed by anything that the Furious movies bring us, because it just...
I have to say that I was not very impressed with that trailer. I was actually kind of bummed about it.
I don't see how, because it's exactly what they promise. Over the top, defying all laws of physics and gravity, and like it makes no sense whatsoever.
But like, you know, like the entire premise of Dom becoming evil is just to protect his family kind of thing.
Yes.
So like,
and you know the Rogue One team is stealing plans from Death Star.
No, but I mean,
you
like,
know what the story is, obviously. Yeah, sure. It's not about story anymore. It's about family, Jim.
It's not about family. That's the thing. It's not.
Well, can't believe we're having an argument about movies.
We're about to get into trailer talk here, and Corey's going to say he was unimpressed with... What trailer were you unimpressed with last week?
Guardians.
And I'm just saying I'm unimpressed with Fate.
That's fair. I just think that it's exactly what they promise each time to go out. Like, I don't know what you want from them.
I don't know if I want 8 movies. How about that? I'm done with 7.
Yeah, but you were done with 5. I don't know why I keep complaining.
I was done with 3.
I thought you liked Fast 5.
No, I actually like Fast 5.
Fast 5 is the one. Was that the Vault one?
Yes.
That was the one I checked out. Yep, he's right. He's got it right.
I think that's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were in the movies with us.
That's the only one you've ever seen?
You haven't seen the original?
You should watch the original, though.
I don't care about these movies. I don't like cars.
The original actually wasn't that bad.
You're not getting the point of this, Mike. I know what the point of this is, Corey. No, I know this.
The point?
It's just stupid fun. Like, it's supposed to just be stupid fun, Mike. Like,
I saw Fast 5 with you. It is all right. But, I mean, like, I don't need any more of that.
I don't need 8 of them.
That was enough.
I don't need 8 of them. I think this is I just don't want to see this franchise be made anymore. Like, it's becoming like Madden football to me. It's done.
Fair enough.
Or like Call of Duty?
But is it like GTA 5 to you?
No, there's only 5 GTAs at least. However, there's way too many of them out in the fucking world.
Well, there's a lot of GTAs if you count like Chinatown Wars and
San Andreas.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
There's 7.
Vice City.
Yeah, but the first 2 don't count.
I like the first 2 games.
Completely different games, and they're probably much nicer playing. I can't stand Grand Theft Auto, so let's not talk about that shit.
We're in the movie cast.
Yeah,
let's get to the box office, Jim.
Oh yeah, let's do that. I forgot all about that.
Moana number 1 again.
Yeah, Moana number 1. 18.6, Office Christmas Party at 2, Fantastic Beasts at 3, Arrival at 4, and Doctor Strange still in the top 10 at number 5. Still in the theaters.
It's been a month.
That's true. Yeah. Opening this week, guys. Opening. A little movie about a little saga. About a long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
But they're not going to have that in the title or the intro, so...
They're not gonna have the crawl, but
they may have a long, long time ago. I think they need to have that part. I think they need to have the crawl, but
it doesn't matter at all.
It does matter.
It does. Okay, so I'm rewatching, as you know, the originals. Okay, so I'm watching. I have not finished. We started episode 3, but we haven't finished episode 3 because you just didn't finish it. We're gonna finish it tomorrow night.
Because what?
It's too long. No. The Giants game was on last night, and they were actually playing shitty, and so was the Cowboys, so it was a close game, so I wanted to watch that.
I think that was a great game, actually. I actually stayed up to watch that game.
I mean, you're right, and I'm very happy that I said, you know, I told Amanda, my girlfriend, that I said that we probably could hold off on this, we'll watch it Tuesday night instead, so that's the goal. We're going to watch it Tuesday night, so it's going to be very fresh for us Thursday. The whole saga is going to be fresh because I just, you know, watched 1, 2, and now 3 leading into this. I think that she has to watch this episode, though, to go see Rogue One. I think you have to finish this. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I don't see what you have to.
Yeah, this is the introduction of Darth Vader.
Yeah, see, that's why.
You pretty much just need to see the first.
She's already been introduced to Darth Vader.
Oh, wait. Did she do 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Never mind then. No.
All you really need is 4.
I thought you were going
chronological.
I think it's going to be more. No. I went release order. I still stand by that decision. Although the option, watching episode, like I said, episode one, watching that again, like fully through it. Like I've seen Duel of the Fates a few times, that whole section there, and that's a great part of the movie. But that movie fucking blows, as I said before. So I should have done this machete style, but I'm happy I showed her chronologically how the.
There are very few people in this world that you can actually watch that in that order without having seen them before. And you missed your chance, Jim.
I never want to see episode one or two again, ever.
Two is just as bad as one. It really was.
Two is the worst. One over two. Because it's the introduction to Christian. Hayden calling him Christian. Hayden Christensen. I want to always call him Christian Hayden. But no, it's his introduction, and he's the worst part of the movies.
Universe.
Just moving into Rogue One, the reason why I want her to watch episode three to get that done is because you get to see the fall and the damage that's done to him and all the other stuff. Because it's really not explained in 4, 5, 6 at all. Like, they don't explain really what happens to him at all. They just know he's beat up somehow. She has no idea how it happened.
No, because Obi-Wan just says he
dies. Obi-Wan wrecked his shit. Yeah, and teabagged him afterwards.
But you don't see that until episode three. Now, if you didn't follow the lore of Star Wars after 4, 5, and 6, you wouldn't know these stories that we kind of already knew in 1, 2, and 3. But she doesn't have that. So she really needs to watch 3 before she sees 4, which is going to have very beat up and fresh Darth Vader, if all the rumors are true.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm kind of psyched to see this. I am very psyched, obviously, to see this. This is my franchise right now. I'm huge on Star Wars.
Are you talking about Rogue One or are you talking about Episode 3?
Rogue One.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah. And that's opening. We're going to go see it Thursday. Mike's saying it half an hour after us, so not too far behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll definitely have to say hi as we pass.
We'll see it. We might be too late, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They might see you early because we're the first show, so...
I could see us. We'll see how good it is, but we probably maybe talking in the lobby for a little bit at least.
Yeah. No. I mean, I expect it to be good.
Yeah. It's gotten like obviously the premiere. They handpick people to go, but the hype after that premiere is just so big.
Like Chris Hardwick and all those people who are super excited about everything.
Yeah. I mean, like the entire IGN crew is there too, and they're like tweeting about how amazing that movie was, and I'm like, okay.
But a lot of them didn't. Didn't hesitate to say better than.
There's still people, Tony.
Are there still people? I still don't understand your beef with them. Like IGN apparently screwed your ex girlfriend or something. I don't know what your problem is, Tony.
They're just a crappy organization.
Okay, but not
because they're popular. Again, no, I don't understand. You're crappy. What are you talking about? Like I don't understand why you have
bad
such
journalism.
Bad journalism. What, sure. Don't.
You're a
immoral
stupid
ethics.
Head.
Immoral ethics.
I think Mass they Effect definitely 3, had. Remember
that? Yeah, I remember that. It was a good game. Everyone agrees it's a good game, except for you, Tony.
No, not really, actually.
Yeah.
It's the backlash.
The backlash on the ending, not the game overall.
But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
I definitely think that they have improved on that aspect. Sure. But there was certain parts of. That company that maybe weren't on the up and it up at certain times in there.
That's not even the same people now either.
That's what I'm saying. It's
a marriage, an organization, an entity. That's what I'm talking about.
Moving along.
I don't even know where we were. I don't even know. Oh, because there were everybody that's tweeting out about it after the premiere on over the weekend got me even more hyped because there was hardly any. I saw no negative tweets on Twitter like anything. Yeah.
But like I was saying, there was a lot of people who didn't hesitate to say it was better than The Force Awakens. Definitively.
Well, there's a large group of people that hated that movie. Like, absolutely hated that movie.
And there's a large group of people that want, this time period of Star Wars. Not 20 years after their movies.
They want
during, The New Hope, almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
It would be cool to get some really good, like I said, it would be cool to get some very cool Darth Vader sequences with this. Plus, you have the Jedi homeworld on this thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be their mecha. So, it's going to be kind of cool to watch that. Just to see that the Force kind of more explained in this movie, maybe.
I don't know, though. I almost get the feeling like there won't be really too much Jedi stuff in this movie.
Put my hat forward. There we go.
I don't think there'll be too much Jedi stuff either. Just it's not a mainline story.
Oh, they talk about the Force a lot in the trailers already. So
yeah, the Force.
Not Jedi.
I mean, the Force is a mainstay in the Star Wars movies.
Right.
Well, at this point, the Jedi are already extinct. I mean, this is happening further. How far? Like how many
this
years?
Is
it's like
weeks
right during
before episode
yeah.
four.
Yeah. New Hope.
I mean,
so
they
the
get
Jedi
the plans and they give
them
to
extinct.
Leia, and she gets. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, that's basically where we're at.
So, do you guys think we get a digital Leia?
I expect it. I'm expecting
really?
Leia
you expect,
at the end of this.
You expect her to be Michael Douglas, Ant-Man?
If it's that good, mm-hmm. heck yeah. If it's Patrick Stewart in X-Men 3, fuck that shit. That was awful.
I didn't even notice it back then.
All right,
but
so we can actually say at least it's not from the Fox studio that brought us X-Men 3, but from the Disney studio that brought us Ant-Man.
Oh, my God. You guys choke on so much Disney dick, it's nauseous.
I was going to just, let me just give myself pats on the back for making that connection.
Totally worth defending that one. Oh, man.
I did that one only because Mike is here, honestly. No, I mean, you guys set me up. That was a lob. Like, it was a layup. It was a layup.
Corey set you up.
I didn't
say anything.
It was just like, it was just a layup. I mean, what am I going to do?
I expect it. Anyway, getting back to the point here, I expect Leia at the end because... That's how New Hope starts.
Yeah, but I definitely agree. It's going to be like the recording of her transmission to Obi-Wan is going to be the end of this movie.
That'd be nice. I kind of don't know, just because Carrie Fisher is so temperamental. I don't know if they would like
have that, much though. Of a choice
anymore. Bring her like, in there.
They don't have much. I mean, listen, it's a movie about Star Wars that Disney now owns that she's under contract for. She doesn't have much of a choice.
And she doesn't even have to be there.
She doesn't even have to be there. You're right. They can
just
have
to record some lines of dialogue.
Yep.
I suppose. Well, I feel like actually,
Paul
I don't really understand
shit,
how the process works.
You don't need actors for like small bits like that.
I guess.
Especially
it would
if they're
nice
gonna
to
be
see.
De-aged the way that this would have to be done. She's obviously.
You know what Disney should do with all their money? They should, instead of casting some stupid kid to be freaking Han Solo in their standalone, just do a whole movie of D.H. Harrison Ford.
For some reason, I thought you were going somewhere else with Marvel on that one, but go ahead. Some stupid kid. I thought you were going someplace else with that, but I knew we're on Star Wars, but I thought you were going to bring up another kid being cast that looked pretty fucking awesome that we're going to get into shortly. But
you know what I heard about Rogue One is that we might see a Rebels cameo.
I think we might see a Chewbacca cameo, obviously. I really think we get that, but... I even think we see a Yoda cameo.
Fuck Yoda.
Well, yeah, he messed up.
This
he
is all
up.
Because of
Rebels. Like, sorry, that's Clone Wars.
Clone Wars and Rebels. Like I haven't saw that far, but
who? What character?
Like don't
listen,
what character
I
would you
want to
see
it's
from
so
Rebels
angry.
Though? Like, because it's not going to be. It's not going to be Ahsoka.
No.
I don't think so. At least
no, but it's probably going to be Hera.
I'm just asking, I like Hera.
I'm going to make this statement and be completely unbiased right now, but if Ahsoka is in this movie, it's my greatest movie of all time. I don't even need to watch the rest of the movie. I think my head might explode and I will never come back. It would just be amazing. Hmm. It would be absolutely amazing, but I know she's not in this movie. So if she's in this movie, I might just cry of joy. You might look over and Jim just. I might be just.
If she shows up, I want you to rip off your shirt and throw it and then just go, yes, yes, in the theater.
Yeah. Jim, at what point in Clone Wars does she become, like, good?
Season
3 is when they
I'm
really.
Still in the first season, I'm just like, what's.
Season 3 is when they change her look and
the
she becomes
season.
More.
But like, you just hate young adult. Characters because you don't want to see character growth at all. You're like, oh, I don't want to see them do this journey of how they become an actual human being.
I like to see older characters who had growth.
That's what I'm saying.
She has growth.
She does have growth, which is what I'm trying to say. But yeah. Mike's like, oh, I just want to see them when they're awesome.
I
just want to see
Batman. I want to see them when they... I want to see a character have an arc that continues. So, like, Spider-Man, in my mind, is in his late 20s because he did all that stuff in the past already. And we all know that already.
No, wait, hold up. No, but you want to see that arc. You want to see that. And you're talking about a – first of all, let's go with Star Wars. There's so much that you just said right there that I just want to – but we're going to go with Star Wars, sticking on to the point. Well, you have a universe.
I try to stay on the point. Tony takes me off of it all
the time. We're on it. You're talking about a universe, a show that's not called Ahsoka. It's Clone Wars. They still need to tell stories of everybody.
I understand that.
So you've got to get past season one.
That's a whole season, man.
Yeah, but they're still establishing characters. Like, it's like the beginning of a book. I mean, an 800-page book.
Some shows only get one season.
But it didn't. And it's got so much better after that. All right. Corey's just leaving. He's just done. But
it did get better. I even skipped like half of season one.
Yeah, you could get through. Start with season two again.
No. That was Rebels.
No. I have to watch it. I need to see the growth.
Okay, go ahead.
No. I just said I was wrong. I skipped half of Rebels season one.
Once the Mandalorians come into it, I thought her character got amazing.
Yeah.
Mandalorians, we like that again?
In the Clone Wars, they're great. I thought they were awesome. So Rogue One, maybe we'll get some Mandalorians, speaking of that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. So much things. I don't know. It's so much to look forward to, because this is an era that we know about, but we haven't seen, you know, this is a new, it's so weird, because it's like a new time, but we already know where it's going, and it's just like, it's a prequel that I have so much more faith in.
It's funny because I could talk about this more in the game cast, but they do have the DLC because it's within canon for Battlefront with all the other episode 3, 4, 5 characters in there. So they added two characters into that, and it's weird to see them like interact, but it's funny because it makes sense canonically.
So that's in there now, like for as
it's paid DLC. I think it's paid. The season pass people already have them. Everyone else can buy it later. But if you play now, other people can play as them, and you can be there. Like, it's Jin and some general guy who's going to be a villain in this movie. I don't know, but you can play against them, and you could also spawn as the one guy has like something like honor guard people, so you can be one of them as well. So it's interesting to see them in there fighting against like Han Solo and Luke Skywalker and Chewbacca, all that stuff.
That's cool. We'll get to that in the game. Talk about the games cast. I haven't gotten to play that yet on the VR, even though I heard the VR mission is really fun. So.
Wait, you didn't play your VR?
No, I'm trying to get through Titanfall real quick. Like, I gotta get through it.
I'm just being a dick.
I'm trying to cross games off my list that I can, like, do. You know what I mean? Like, just get this one, get this one.
Yeah, I know.
And then after today, like, I have the backlog of the queue that's coming is, like, shit. I gotta get through these games fast. But anyway, let's see what else we have. What other news? So, yeah, Rogue One's opening Thursday. Friday, actually, everywhere, unless it's Thursday night, most places. I don't think it's Thursday night everywhere, but whatever. We talked the Fast and Furious 8 trailer. Let's talk Spider-Man. Spider-Man trailer came out last week, and they've announced a sequel for 2019. Nice. Already.
Pretty confident, but there's no worry. This movie will do well. There's no worry.
Mm-hmm. Sony, I don't even know why they waited this long, but I guess like Sony was
they already signed the actors for multiple sequels.
Yeah, but I mean like... You have a new
could have been Garfielded.
You have an agreement with Marvel that's I've heard can be like it's incentive based. Like certain goals have to be reached for them to keep the agreement together. So the fact that they've made the sequel, Spider-Man's home, Homecoming.
What's interesting is Kevin Feige did talk about the contract that they had with Sony and things, and how Sony was limited in what they could do. And that's why they had to actually reboot it with Garfield, because they were required to show an origin story with a new actor.
Oh, okay. Mm. So, like, that's interesting. Because there's always those weird things where they have to shoot a movie within a certain amount of years or they lose the rights.
Right.
Like, that has to happen. Fox is in major jeopardy of Fantastic Four. So the rights by themselves for just those heroes may go back to Marvel anyways in the next 2 or 3 years, I think. If they don't have a
movie yet, they just came out that movie this year, right? Or was it last year?
I think it's 5 years. Oh, okay, it's 5 years, I think, every 5 years.
Damn, it's been a year since that crappy movie came out?
Might have been. I think so.
It has been. It was last year. It wasn't this year. It's been a year and a half.
Holy crap.
Yeah, summer 2015.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. So there's always those agreements, but let's talk Spider-Man trailer, guys. This was a wow. I mean, I'm sitting here saying to Tony, let's hold. See, we get to Tony's reaction. I'm done. I'm not even going to make any more
comments. I'll just wait. No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Let's hold until we actually get to see more of this Spider-Man before we could say it's the greatest Spider-Man of presence of
on
all
screen,
time.
On screen, yeah.
On screen presence, yeah. But after this trailer, holy shit. Like, I'm just so psyched to watch this movie. It could still be terrible, but he looks fantastic. Looks like the most wise-cracking version of Peter Parker we've ever had. He's not emo, from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. So we don't get the Andrew Garfield effect.
He seems to have the same amount of wisecracking as the other Parker. They're just from the trailer. I don't know about the most wisecracking, but...
No, because I'm doing...
Maybe the best wisecracking, but...
I'm doing the most jammed into a trailer. Okay, in the 10 minutes that we've now seen of him, he's the most wisecracking Spider-Man I've seen. Nope. I'm not saying just this trailer, but we've taken the other one too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just combining... Now that I've seen more, gotcha. I can combine the presence. So no matter what people say, it was less than like 10 minutes in Civil War. So now we actually get a 2.5 minute trailer. So I'll put him at 10 minutes of screen time. I'm ready to say he's fantastic. It looked amazing. It looked amazing.
You mean spectacular?
It looked amazing. I'm going to use my – I like the classic Amazing Spider-Man. I'm sorry. I do.
That's okay.
But anyway,
it's more like Ultimate though. I mean if you want to go comic book references.
What do you guys think of the trailer, Corey?
Well, he did steal the Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales' best friend.
Yeah, Genki, or whatever his name
is. Yeah, Genki.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that, because that character exists. Why do you do that when the character in the comic also exists? They look nothing alike.
Specifically so it can never do Miles Morales.
Do we know who Donald Glover's playing in this?
And they have the same, the same kind of love interests going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Miles Morales. So it's kind of weird. Anyway, I think the trailer was very well done. I do like the Iron Man aspect to this, where he's kind of.
Do you think he was like too much in the trailer?
No, I understand that people didn't like it, but it's like, whatever.
I mean, it's still a Spider-Man movie, and it's gonna be him in school and stuff. But you want to get people to know this is a Spider-Man in the Marvel MCU. We're gonna have Tony Stark and Iron Man show up. And it was cool to see that those things took place right after the Civil War part. Mm-hmm. So I think that as far as what we got of him was great. I don't think it was overdone at all. As far as Vulture, I mean, it definitely
looks awesome.
Looks much better than the leaks were very pretty much spot on, but it looks much better on screen, I think, than in
right.
the pictures
like,
in the
well,
drawings.
Just like the CGI and like the wings. Oh. Like I think the wings really made it like.
And it makes
cool.
sense for a Iron Man, Tony Stark, Marvel universe that you have.
Yeah, I mean it is based on him, really. I mean he's the anchor for the universe. He is.
I like it. So. They kind of made him look like a fighter pilot almost.
Do you guys remember when the anchor used to be Coulson?
Yeah,
and then he died.
Old days.
He was kind of an anchor. I mean, he does show up in Incredible Hulk, Tony Stark.
Yeah. It's true.
But, yeah, I really liked it.
I mean, Tony, you liked the trailer a lot. I would take it.
Yeah, obviously. Like, I don't know. I think this actor does a really good job. Again, yes, we only have like 10 or 11, 12 minutes of footage combined now. But he does a good job of selling like the awkward, nerdy Peter Parker that's, you know, trying to find himself as a person, not just a superhero, and you know I'm interested in seeing that because I don't really think the original Spider-Man trilogy did that justice after the second movie, and definitely not the Garfield movies. I just thought Peter Parker was a dick in those movies, so yeah, I'm just interested in seeing more. And you know, just I like how they're making him a bit more like, I don't know, acrobatic with his, you know, fighting style. Like I sense that every time they've shown him, like, between Civil War and this footage, is like, that's how I imagine Spider-Man would fight, as opposed to what we've seen in the other movies so far.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they kind of did get that with Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, but it had the movie itself style had the just the wrong style, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mike, what did you think of the trailer?
I liked it. I really liked the bank scene because, again, the fighting style and that. Yeah. I thought that was like it just showed hit all the marks as far as how you want to show his powers and dodging the punches with, I'm assuming, spider sense. Him showing that he's actually stronger than normal by pushing the guy by just catching his fists like really far, using webbing to like knock someone out. It was good. I mean, I'm worried about the school scenes. I don't care about he's just a kid. But I don't want to be just a kid. I don't want to deal with that a lot, but it seems like we're going to. And I also kind of, I get this sort of disconnect with, you know, Tony Stark's attitude compared to what he did in Civil War. Because he's just like, oh, you're not ready. You shouldn't be, like, with this. And he brought him in to fight half of the Avengers in that movie. Like, what?
Well, he was there.
Yeah, he
more of a show of muscle. And then it escalated.
Right, and he's like, you're out. You know, he's like, sit down, you know, lay down. After a while,
so, and he kind of seems like he's doing that in this movie, too.
Mm-hmm. I suppose. And I don't know. Also, it bothers me a little where he's telling him, he's like, oh, we'll take care of that in New York, but he won't take care of anything else that happens in the Netflix universe. But that's an argument for another place.
Different style, yeah. Nothing about Spider-Man in general there. But yeah.
So I did like it, but there's some things I'm still a little iffy about. I need to be sold in this new franchise.
Yeah.
The one question I do have out of all this is, what's her name? Zendaya or whatever? Yeah. As supposedly... She's going to be Mary Jane?
No.
Nope. Confirmed, not anymore.
She said that's not true anymore. Was she even in this trailer?
Yeah, she called them losers.
She looks after they stood up.
That was her.
Yeah.
She was like hidden.
Mm-hmm. So she's not going to be Mary Jane?
No.
Isn't she like Liz or somebody? Isn't
no,
Michelle.
Liz was the...
Michelle, okay.
Liz was the girl they were drooling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be one of those things where Liz is the hot girl that turns out to be a super bitch, and then... Michelle was there all along, and we didn't know, but she was, you know, the one that Peter Parker actually should have been with the whole time. But then something tragic happens to her, or not, and
eventually, something has to happen tragically.
It reminded me a little bit of, like, Smallville, where, like, just get to Lois Lane already. Like, we know this is not going to work out.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I really appreciate, this is like a really small Easter egg continuity kind of thing, but like when his best friend, you know, saw him as Spider-Man, he dropped a Lego Death Star. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just like, you know, back to Civil War when he was like, hey, did you guys ever see Empire Strikes Back? That old
movie?
When he's
crawling on the ceiling, you see a AT-AT
statue. No, I just like that, though. It's like a small continuity thing that, you know. Just shows like, yeah, he's an average geek nerd.
There were people online that pointed out that he's wearing the same shirt that Gwyneth Paltrow is wearing when she gets attacked by Stark's Iron Man in Iron Man 3. They're wearing the same t-shirt.
Really?
Some people pointed that out.
Wow.
Did not notice that. That's very subtle, too. They chose that. Huh. Anyways, let's move on. Planet of the Apes had another trailer. War. Woody Harrelson's in this?
Yeah, skinhead Woody Harrelson.
Had no idea. Yeah, Woody Harrelson was in this movie. I like these movies. So
I did not like these movies.
You didn't like the original one.
The first one was
James Franco.
Okay.
It was so fucking preachy. God,
it was okay, but I didn't like the second one. But this, I don't know, the trailer. I want to see a full out war. That's what
it looks like. Yeah, we're gonna get.
It looks like we're gonna get a full out war. I'm up for that. I'll give it a chance.
Okay.
You damn dirty apes.
I just like. I can't believe they put the title of the movie in the trailer again.
Into the trailer,
like Rogue One's done it, and freaking Spider-Man's got a sign. Like they're putting up a homecoming sign, like in the trailer, and like every that time, we're some kind of Suicide Squad. It's like what is this trend with like naming the name of the movie in a line of text or text line somewhere, you guys like. If we don't win, this will be a Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Speaking, I'm sorry, just because you mentioned Suicide Squad, did you watch that Honest Trailers of
Suicide Squad? Yeah, that was great.
The Ace Ventura thing, after I saw that, I was like, yeah, I can't unsee that anymore.
Some things can't be unseen.
So just like that Joker incarnation is completely 100% ruined for me.
I don't think he did that good of a job anyways. So having them dissect him...
Well, it wasn't enough on screen of him. Like,
There was too much.
I know you're saying it's too much. But it's like the Parker, the Spider-Man thing. It's like they say it's this amount, but actually there's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see how much Darth Vader there is in Rogue One.
I'm going to say like 5 minutes.
I mean, he's under 15 in A New Hope, so.
Yeah.
I doubt we'll get that much of him.
Yeah. All right. Yep, 10 times. But they have to have him in there to draw the crowd.
The one trailer has his breathing throughout the entire trailer, so they're trying to sell it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So, yeah. I mean, think about how overpowered he is in this universe at that point. Think about that. Like,
we don't really know. I mean, we hear about it a lot, but we haven't seen him on screen really doing much of anything other than choking generals out.
But he choked one, like, through, like...
Who knows where the hell he was?
Right, yeah. He was on another ship.
I saw that actually. I'll talk about it, but I did see some of the original trilogy this week.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. We get to see him really develop his dark side powers in this. You know, maybe we actually get to see.
I don't know about this. Like, we're not gonna. I don't think we're getting any character development for Darth Vader.
You know what though? We get to see him really appear first as Darth. I think this will be the first appearance of Darth Vader. No, it can't be. It's like just
you've been Darth Vader for years.
Just wait, but maybe this kind of spans some time.
Who knows? It does span some time because there's a trailer of Jyn Erso as a little kid. But
yeah.
I mean, he's not.
I doubt we're gonna see Darth Vader at that point.
Yeah.
Well, we.
Maybe he comes and kills her parents.
Someone's in like a back to tank, and that might be. That's the rumors that Darth Vader before he gets his outfit. So
he gets his outfit in the end of 3,
right away. But maybe that's another thing that'll be erased from our
tie or a tie in, bringing the prequels back.
Okay. No, God, please no.
Hugh Jackman took a pay cut to play Wolverine in to make it rated R. Mm.
In Logan.
Yeah.
So why did he take a pay cut?
Another
too much risk theater. For a rated R. They weren't sure how well it would be perceived. I mean, R-rated movies never make as much money as
PG-13. Right. But why did he have to take a pay cut?
He just agreed to it, I guess.
I think it was more he wanted the rated R Wolverine as his last movie, and the studio said, "Well, we won't make the same amount of money." So he said,
"How about?" Okay, I got you. That's all.
Speculation as well, but
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like I mean, could, that's what yeah. probably what's going on.
You should tweet at him, just be like, "Yo, Jackman, I heard you take a pay cut for this. Is it true, bro?"
And you hear Ryan Reynolds is like trying to start a petition to get them to have a Wolverine one last movie with them, like a Wolverine Deadpool movie
crossover.
That'd be cool. I mean, it happens kind of a lot in the comics, but it'd be cool to see. But I don't know.
Them both get like, blown up and then have to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, lots of that stuff.
It would be pretty cool. At least a cameo in Deadpool 2.
I'd like to see it. I don't think we will, especially since they definitely are, you know, framing Logan to be the last Wolverine story. And I know you could probably set it before that.
But I think they got him.
Have to, but,
I feel like they got him as an extra on First Class. Remember, as that quick cameo. So
or just reboot the universe.
Which is what I've been clamoring for a while.
Without Deadpool, how could you say that?
Now they got Deadpool in there.
No, but Deadpool, because he breaks the fourth barrier, like he could be the sole exception and just exist in his own universe, and he could make jokes about it too.
Deadpool is such an edgelord. I'm so sick of him.
New Mutants is starting in April, by the way. I don't know what that's.
Yes, yeah, we'll see. James Gunn. We talked about Baby Groot last week, guys.
Baby Groot making a comeback.
We mentioned it, may have talked about it a little bit last week. James Gunn actually came out a big... Did you see that Facebook post I linked? It's, like, long about the reasons as why he put Baby Groot in the... Yeah, it's the reasons why he put Baby Groot in this movie, not just Groot. And then he's like, and it wasn't to sell toys. And he's like, listen, I understand they're going to sell toys. But my idea was I wanted to tell a story of this team becoming more of a cohesive team rather than Groot is old again and time has passed.
Who knows how fast Groot grows, so that's not really a good explanation.
Maybe they come to Earth for fertilizer.
Yeah, or maybe, the Infinity Stones can turn him older.
Or maybe he is to sell toys.
And be cute and to appeal to kids. But it's all. As long as the movie's good, who cares? Hopefully it's not that Baby Groot.
All these fucking movies are made to sell fucking toys. Let's be honest. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Not X-Men.
Well, that's true.
That was a low blow, Corey. That was a low blow.
The old X-Men sold a lot of. The original trilogy sold a lot of toys, I remember.
Did they?
Well, I don't know. I saw them all.
The animated series did, but
yeah,
not
had a ton of those.
Yeah, but not that.
I remember the movie X-Men had a
lot
of
toys. I'm sure they did. And then once Marvel said, you know what? We can do this better.
We're going to kill the X-Men comics. So, yeah. No, they own the merchandising rights anyways.
I mean, when's the last time you've seen Wolverine figure on the shelf?
Well, it's kind of counterproductive. Like, Marvel owns those rights now. So it's like, why would they market something that they don't even own for movies? You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to bring out a character.
Why
like...
make money? I don't know.
I don't want to make some money. I want to make all money.
Yeah. They
it's only a couple hundred million dollars out there. Wait till it gets to billions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then lastly, DC quick news, the Batman is rumored to be taking over the time slot for Justice League 2. So it'll be June 14th of 2019, I think it is, June 24th, June 14th, somewhere in there, of 2019.
Wow, we gotta wait 2.5 years.
Batman's quite a ways away.
His universe ain't making it.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I just don't think it does.
What?
Justice League...
You don't think it gets to, Batman by the time Batman comes out?
Yeah.
I don't know, think it does. Like, a lot can happen in between now and then. Like, a lot is going to rest on Wonder Woman and how Justice League does next year.
Sure.
Like, if Justice League totally pulls, an Avengers-esque thing and, makes people forget that every movie before it has been shit and does, $1 billion, then maybe they'll just keep doing it. Obviously,
that movie has
think
to do with
that, let's Ben just, Affleck's let's just their say, golden boy, and he's gonna.
Yeah, but let's just say right now, Justice League has to do $1 billion. It has to, it has to.
It won't.
But it has to.
The executives say it has to. Yeah. I'm leaning with Mike that I don't think it's guaranteed $1 billion.
So what do they do? Keep going.
They'll come. Somewhat close, and they'll just trudge along like they've been doing. They've been somewhat close on all of their goals, but lower. Yeah. And they'd be like, all right, we'll keep going. And that's what they're just going to do. They're going to keep doing that.
The Suicide Squad exceeded expectations.
Did it really, though?
Yes.
Yeah. It did. The fall off was a lot less. Yeah, the fall off was a lot less than
I don't think they expected a $1 billion movie out of Suicide Squad. I think they probably thought they were going to get around $600 million. They got seven.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they weren't disappointed a little bit by BVS before that, I think they would have expected something like that from that movie.
I don't think that Batman, the Ben Affleck Batman, is gonna get canceled, no matter how Justice League, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash.
No, that does. Right. Here's
well, I'm just saying because we're gonna get all those movies before it's like. That's a lot
regardless
of
I'm just saying, success.
I could see them, if this universe starts to really tank, I could see them just canning this one and then using Ben Affleck's Batman scheduled for 2019 as a soft reboot for their cinematic universe.
Man, you know what they should just do is just go full Injustice and make Superman the villain, and then it'll be interesting.
You know, the universe already feels a bit like the Injustice.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, they teased it. Just go
you
full
kill,
Injustice.
You kill Lois Lane, let him go full Injustice, and I think that's it.
With Flashpoint Paradox, and you can reboot the universe.
There you go.
I mean, it'd be a
cool
idea.
Built in triggers for everything, in case.
Yeah, you do. You have the easiest reset button in the world, and so they could use it whenever they want, and at least give them credit
think
with
it's
that.
Too, like that. That this, they need something to make it. More appealing, well, not more appealing, but just make it different than the Marvel universe and make it different in a much different way. Like right now, it's different because it's bad,
Now, it's different because it's trying really hard to be serious, but that's like the only thing they're trying hard on.
But I mean, imagine if they went Injustice, though. Like, if they went full Injustice and actually have that sequence occur that he dreams about, I think that would be fantastic.
Are you who's going to do it, though, if not Joker?
Have Joker do it. Why not? He's around. He can kill both. I mean, they'll both die.
Yeah, that's true. Have that Joker be the one that gets killed by Superman. That'd be funny. I'd like that.
So there you go. Win-win for everyone.
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, let's get into what we've been watching. Tony, kick us off.
What happened? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mid-season finale.
That mid-season finale, I thought was really good. Like,
I did too.
I think it was better than last year's mid-season finale with
Grant Ward.
But Agent Coulson killed Grant Ward. But in that same mid-season finale, they showed that he wasn't dead and returned to Earth.
Dormammu. Well, not Dormammu. It was the other entity. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever that was thing. But
Hive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hive. But no, I like this mid-season finale. I thought it was a good conclusion for a lot of different characters. A lot of great reveals. And, you know, I think it's setting up an interesting second half of the season when, you know, we all saw it, right?
Human replicants?
Yeah, it's like...
That's the trend right now. That's everywhere right now.
Yep.
I think the greatest thing about this is it looks like we're going to get chapters now of seasons. So that's a good style.
Save the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not 22 episodes of that, you know, we're going to get contained 8 or 10.
Well, that's why I think Heroes did so well, is that they had storylines that they completed the first season, not obviously after, but first season they had these storylines that they built up and then they completed them within the season.
A reasonable time,
While having this
just like
ongoing
story. This was the Ghost Rider chapter of the season, so, you know, Mike got his wish, finally.
I
have a question. That's in Rogue One, the main dude in Rogue One, and him, are they brothers or something, or related or something?
They kind of
look the same, and they both have the same last name.
Really? They do? I gotta look this up.
You should tweet him now.
Yo, is that your new thing, Tony? Just tweet everybody.
Yeah.
I want to see all your tweets.
The celebrities.
Yeah.
So, I actually contemplated tweeting at, what's his name? The guy who plays Gabriel Ghost Rider. Luna? Yeah, I almost tweeted him right after New York Comic Con apologizing for that awkward moment we had.
Oh, the handshake thing?
Oh, yeah, because he shook all your hands, and then he went to me for a fist bump, but I was, like, going for the... And we went like that, and I was like, oh, no.
You got flumped, man. A little fist bump handshake there.
I was like, oh, I made this awkward, like... Was not prepared for that.
Don't worry.
But I almost tweeted at him. I was like, nah, I want him to forget about that.
Yeah. No need to remind.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Just to piggyback off what you're saying with the finale. And I think Ada is an interesting storyline. To see where that goes. Because, I mean, like you said, they do name drop Ultron. And, like, do people not remember what happened?
Do people not remember what happened with Ultron?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, oh, look, that happened. That's surprising. That I had a little bit of that with her. Because, you know, you could have seen that from miles away as soon as you got the first idea about her. But it'll be interesting to see. I hope they do something a little different with her or her motivations going forward. I thought, as much as I complained about Ghost Rider, it was a little bit of a... boring way to have him go out. Like, he literally just was like frozen in place this whole episode, so yeah, I would have liked to see him go out a little more interestingly, but it's okay. And I like the new director, Mace. Like,
yeah, I like him
his
too,
character
actually.
I mean, like, everyone's pissed off at him, but I kind of like him now, and I can see how, you know, his character from the comics was the replacement for Captain America. You sort of get a little bit of the same feel with him, so it's interesting.
Yeah,
where he's like trying to do the right thing and make everybody happy.
Yeah, and they gave him his whole Cap-esque at the end.
Yeah, that's cool. I like him so far too, and I didn't expect to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. It was a good episode. I liked the season finale.
I think.
What's that?
So the Lunas are not related.
Oh, no?
Okay. I've discovered they have different fathers, so that's impossible. Well, and different mothers.
I was going to say, just because they have one doesn't mean they don't have family ties.
Let's
somewhere.
Just complete the statement, yes. But anyways, yeah, so I thought the mid-season finale was pretty good. Anything else, Tony?
No, I'm done with Walking Dead until the whole season's over. I'm not even...
So the mid-season finale for that just happened, and I thought it was it was okay.
Did anything major happen?
Kinda. I think this episode is pretty much what you were expecting for episode 2 or 3 of this season. It should have maybe happened then, but then what would they have done since then? I don't know, actually progress the story, maybe.
Does it have to do with Carl at all?
Carl!
Not too much, no.
Okay. Because he's the newest card in the game. Well,
he had a big episode last week.
Was Rick trying to figure out how to get back at Negan?
No, he just decided he wants to now.
Yeah, it just took him a couple episodes. It took him eight episodes.
Half a season to figure that out.
To what?
Okay.
To figure
to
what
decide
out.
That he wants to get back in.
That he's going to have to because, everyone else wants to, and they're going to try and screw up everything anyway, which is kind of what happens.
Wait, Rick was seriously being like, you know what, we'll just let this guy rule us.
Yeah,
what?
For a while. Yeah.
Fuck Rick.
That's been the story of the season. He's been basically a punching bag.
Well, I mean, he kind of had to be, I don't know, because everyone who wanted to do whatever on their own is an idiot, and, pretty much almost fucked everything up time and time again. So, he's kind of been right so far, but, obviously there's a better way to do this, and they're just starting to do that now, which, again, should have maybe been happening episode 3 or 4 of this season.
So hold on. What have I missed since the premiere of this season?
Nothing,
actual
Tony.
Things happen.
Nothing.
Actual things happen.
Nothing.
Only this episode actual things happen, I'd say. pretty much, I mean, you get a little bit of Negan grandstanding in between. You get a Tara episode for no good reason. I mean, maybe that'll be important later, but not really. You get some stuff with the kingdom introduced.
The most.
Yeah, you get to meet Ezekiel.
I guess that's important, actually. You should maybe just watch the kingdom episode. So there's been 3 out of 6 episodes you should watch if you want to catch up.
Out of 8. There was 8 episodes.
8? Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Maybe right before the next, the second half of the season starts. But it just felt
February.
It just felt like, especially after the way they started off these guys, nah, you guys just want to drag this shit out. And I'll just, I'm not going to partake in your game anymore.
I think the game needs to change because the ratings are dropping every show, every episode.
These last two, I think it's been a little bit up again because, stuff actually happened more in them, but up until that point, it was pretty bad, I think.
Yeah, I'm just going to look this one up, but so we also
I
had
know
mid-season...
last was a little better, I think.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I don't know if you guys remember, but last year I was talking about during that whole time where it's like, is Glenn dead? Is Glenn alive? At my workplace, there's this entire department, guest services, where, everybody was taking sides on their opinion if he was dead or alive, and they had signs up Glenn is alive, this, that, and the other thing, and after the season premiere,
hashtag.
I just walked through there, and it was just people were upset, people were very upset.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a ratings drop.
Who cares though?
Anyways, so other mid seasons, Mike.
Flash, did that happen this? Oh yeah, the Flash did happen. And we made a new friend, I guess.
Is it that guy that showed up that one episode with the sound amplifier things and?
No, that guy's gone forever.
That pissed me off so bad. I know he's such a minor character, but after whatever, and he was oh, look, I'm your friend this time and not your enemy. And it's all right, I'm gone. Okay, you're gone.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, what was that? Oh, yeah, you just reminded
him. And then we got a little, marked grave in the future thing, what Arrow did. It's not quite like that, but we got a peek at the future.
It's, don't even compare it.
Will
that
it come
shit
through? It's
no,
the same idea.
You actually, no, it's not, because
idea.
You actually got to see who they're talking about.
Who died?
Iris.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course.
It's but, not actually going to happen.
So, yeah. The, someone already predicted a Smallville where, you know how I think it was Lana, and then, like, the father died instead when he, like, did something?
Well, something similar. Yeah, that could be so Joe.
So something like that could happen. So yeah, it is kind of the same idea.
Well, we also had Arrow's finale where characters don't stay dead for long, guys. That's all I'll say.
What do you mean?
Well, let me just say I watched the Flash.
I don't even remember that part.
Arrow's crossover. I did not watch.
Did you watch him?
I did not watch Supergirl. I did not watch Agents or whatever Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, you didn't watch the finale yet.
I didn't watch that yet. I just watched those two, and I have to say, I don't understand who this Scarecrow looking dude is on Arrow now.
Oh, like, Ragman! Oh,
yeah. What the fuck is Ragman?
I don't know why he's there, but it's so stupid that he's there because he could solve all their problems if they just used him. Like, he's invincible. Like, there's nothing that can hurt him. And that, he beats everyone, and I don't know why they just like he's there and does nothing.
Yeah. So then you have broke ass Jason Todd. That's the impression I got from that guy.
Yeah.
The guy with the hot mask.
Wild dog.
hates superhuman people and uses guns and wears a mask, basically. and then you got the black guy who is like, what does he even do? Like, it's just so weird.
Talking about Diggle?
No, he means the
they all
guy.
Have these crap. Like,
oh, him? I
Mr. Terrific?
No, yes. They wanted this new team and. They suck.
It's awful. It's awful. It was terrible, and I couldn't understand what they were doing there. But
you had to watch this to witness it. You had to watch this.
I wanted to see people were saying the crossover was pretty good. So I was like,
you guys deserve what you get.
But Arrow, I don't know what's going on there. At least in the Flash episode, that seemed to have some interesting things happen.
It was more of a true crossover episode. That episode, the Arrow one is more of a contained story thing.
Yeah, but. It gets to the point when, like, you have to have the character, like, the main characters fight each other. Just gets boring. Like, okay, like, what convoluted, you know, excuse are we going to give these people to make them fight one another? Cause you have to. Supergirl's going to show up.
That's what we were talking about. The obligatory, they have to have the strongest being there.
That's true. Why wouldn't you want to see that, though? They never did that before. It was cool, I thought.
Yeah, it's true. We've just seen it in other things. We've seen it in other things, that's all.
Yeah.
Flash and Arrow have fought before.
Yeah, they didn't fight here.
No, they're on the same side. But in any case, I only guess Iris because in that episode they did say, like, oh no, everything's changing and now her name's not on the article.
Yeah.
So,
Corey, what else have you been up to? What have you been up to?
That's pretty much all I got to watch, right? Really, that's important, I guess, or relevant.
Yep. I don't think I have anything else to add to any of this.
I actually thought the Arrow finale was okay.
It's fine.
They added, I do like the little twist where he really screws up. I thought that was funny, and I'm glad they didn't, like, hide it too much at the end either.
Okay, one more thing I have to say that does annoy me is how everybody is pissed off at Barry for changing the timeline, right?
But they don't know.
But they have no idea what their life would have been. Like, how can you be pissed off?
Like, if you Diggle don't... being pissed, I'm like, why are you – you don't even know you had a daughter. No, Diggle, what do you care?
I'm like
– I don't understand.
You would think Diggle would be more attached to his son he knows – and not just be like, you killed my daughter. I'm like, yeah, but like...
You have a son.
You have a son now. Like, you wouldn't have had him otherwise.
Yeah.
But, it's just kind of irrational. That's something that bothers me about both the shows is that they constantly have all the supported... He told them. But they constantly like have all the supporting characters just... constantly take the moral high ground with the main character for no good reason either. Like, they're all just like, oh, you stupid asshole, you fucked everything.
You stupid asshole.
More or less, like, not obviously not like that, but like constantly
you
like
stupid motherfucker.
If you want to see like someone arguing, like, it's always like, oh, these sidekicks, they're right, and like the hero Barry or Oliver, they're always wrong.
Yeah,
and I'm like, enough of that. You're just tearing down like what makes these shows like these shows. But whatever. And yeah, they have some weird nonsense at the end
of
Arrow.
Can Felicity die as well, please?
She's never going to die. She's got the best writer plot armor. In the world.
Are the ratings for for these shows even good still?
I don't know.
Good enough. I suppose.
I think they're...
I mean,
for
they're not Walking Dead.
The CW, I think they're good. Yes. And yes. I think the CW, that app, is doing pretty well, I believe.
Yeah, the app is actually pretty cool to have. Like, you're behind? You know, though, they're still doing that shit 5 episodes on it, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I can't watch the second episode of Supergirl.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. So that's going to wrap up the MovieCast episode 322. Thanks for listening and viewing. If you have any questions or comments for us, write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter @allyoucangeek. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And tune in next week. We'll talk, coming up is probably a Rogue One spoiler cast, but expect that. And yeah, talk to you all next week or on the next episode. See you then. All right, that's that one.